WTQKI4DOS. Greg, Chad was correct. When you say negative and negative, or when a lot of folks say negative and negative, they mean they do not have any traffic, and they will not be around for RAGQ. A lot of folks will say, that they'll be around for comments, but they don't say the other part. That means they don't have any traffic. I myself, if I'm going to stay in for RAGQ, I say no traffic. That means I'll be around for RAGQ. So it just depends on who's doing it, I guess, and who's the net controller is, and this sort of thing. But Chad was correct when the net controller asked if there's any formal traffic bulletins or announcements. You don't have any formal traffic. You don't have any bulletins or announcements. So or you don't have any. Or if you want an informal with someone, you tell them at that point in time, that you would like to have an informal with someone, and they'll put that down as a piece of traffic as well. Does that help you?
That definitely helps me. Really is. I've probably got less than 12 communications.
As a mentor, a good friend of mine, and a fellow net controller that used to be on the net here, Mr. Ray Allison, K4SUG, used to say, he said, getting your ham license is not just a license to operate on the ham bands, it's a license to learn. We continue to learn throughout our whole experience, I hope. I know I'm still learning. And there's so many different ways that you can go with the hobby that it's amazing. And there's always something new to learn. So I hope I helped you out a little bit there, Greg.
Yes, you did. I'm rather new at this. I got my answer class, but only because I got a 30-year electronics background. But the rest of the part, I'm still learning on that. So this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec, clear, and 73.
You have a great evening, and glad I was able to help. KO4WTQ, KI4DOS, back to net.
And Mr. Greg, I hope you got your questions answered. All right, have I missed anyone for comments or RAGQ? Please call KO4NUE.
Also mind explaining in and out.
EXB, KI4DOS. Same meaning there, Lloyd. People say in and out. That means no traffic, no rag chew. They'll be out after formal session. I guess it's just a learning experience over a period of time. But people say negative and negative. They say check me in and out. Some people say, like I said, myself, I say no traffic if I'm going to be around for rag chew. If I don't have any rag chew, I say no traffic, no chew. The other folks will say negative and positive, or just all kinds of different things, but check me in and out. It means that I'll be listening through formal roll call, and then I'll be out, and I will not be in for RAGQ. Hope that helped.
Sir, it did. I appreciate it, because I was looking up on the line proposed on the internet, so I was trying to find out the proper way to let people know that I'm checking in, but I'm still listening, but at that point in time, I don't have comments, because I'm pretty much doing comments on the fly, so I was just trying to find out what the proper way to announce that information.
But if we could help you out a little bit, and you got any other questions, come on in and we'll see if we can answer them. I don't know that I'll have the answers, but we'll find somebody that does. KO4PXP, KI4DOS.
PNUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let me make sure I got it here. Time, have I missed? Are there any additional stations that would like to check in? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE, this is Whiskey 4 Hotel India, Bruce, in Seneca. No traffic.
I got you, W4HI in Seneca. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir. All right, as long as I'm getting them, I'll keep asking. Any additional stations other than Mr. Bruce that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Anyone for comments or rag you, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and process the net report. KI4DOS, KO4NUE.
NUE, KI4DOS. Chad, before we take the net report, Bruce down there in Seneca said no traffic. I don't know if he meant he was going to be in and out or if he was going to rag you with you, but he just all he said was no traffic there. Over.
No, I'm just monitoring. I'll be a 4HI.
I just wanted to clarify that. Like I was telling Greg a minute ago, when I say no traffic, that means I will be in for rag you. So, there you go. Go ahead with your net report there, Chad. Ready to copy. KI4DOS.
KO4NUE. So message number 2, which will be 2 pieces of traffic. And we had 54 check-ins tonight, sir.
Message number is 2. Traffic is 2. Check-ins are 54. Is that correct?
That is correct. Appreciate it. All right, I will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all on the net. And it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. This is KO4NUE 73s. I'm clear.
4JBQ, K2AXQ. Are you still around, Larry?
2AXQ. This is KK4JBQ. Well, there's a voice from the past, and so proud to hear you.
I'm happy to hear you also. I got a couple tips for you on refrigerators. Is your refrigerator frost-free refrigerator? Over.
It is.
Now, that noise that you heard your refrigerator making, did it sound like someone sticking a pencil in a fan? Over.
I wouldn't exactly characterize it like that. It was more representative of something that's attempting to start and doesn't. A little whiny, perhaps. Like it was spinning up and then quit. A short pause, and then it spun up again and quit. I'm imagining that one of its normal operations were interrupted. In other words, it couldn't do what it was designed to do because of the buildup of ice in the freezer compartment. That was the way I took it anyhow.
Well, that can be caused by another thing. If you ever hear your fan running in the freezer, you know, there's an exhaust fan like up in the freezer, and it sounds like somebody's sticking a pencil in it. And then everything ices up and freezes up, like yours did. That can be caused by the moisture in the freezer going down the air duct that goes to the defroster, and it'll freeze up that fan, And then what happens is it can't defrost and just keeps making things colder and colder, or it shuts off and defrosts your entire refrigerator. But one trick that there is, like if you're going to go away on vacation or something like that, or even just normally, if you take a little glass, like a shot glass or pudding cup or something like that, and freeze the water, fill it with water, freeze it, and let it reset again. Get that last transmission. I didn't hear a tail when I let off the mic over.
Did not hear the last transmission.
If you're going to go away or you think that your power's going to go off for any reason whatsoever, what you can do is take something like a shot glass or a pudding cup and fill it with water, put it in the freezer, let it freeze, and then lay a quarter on top of the ice that's in that cup. And if your refrigerator should happen to shut off for any reason whatsoever, and the stuff starts melting, the ice in that cup will melt, and the quarter will be in the bottom. Because a lot of times you go away on vacation or something, and your power could be off for a week, and that'll let you know that your refrigerator defrosted. Over.
Oh, God, that is pretty clever, really. And I do believe I've never heard that little tip before. Thank you for that. I'll keep that in the back of my mind. I'll mention it to Donna just in case I shouldn't be around. So tell me, how have you been? Oh, goodness, it's been a couple of years for sure.
Affirmative, Larry. I've been sick for a little over 2 years now. I got to the point where I can get up and come into the radios anyway. And it's diabetes complications, over.
Well, ain't it awful when your body just don't work perfectly like you've always known it to, you know? I have to admit that I'm spoiled to perfect health myself. You probably have a couple of years on me. I'm 71. And I do think the body has a certain time when it just gives out. And diabetes is nothing that is comfortable to live with, and it does wear you down, and I'm sorry to hear that. But you hang in there. You're sounding awfully good, and it's just good to hear your voice again. It really is, Ken. Thank you.
I'm 1 year older than you are. I'm 72, and I've been in good health all my life, except for the last 2 years. My legs have swollen up, but I cannot get swelling to go down. And my right foot aches like you would not believe, and there's just no relief for it, Lord.
I'm no doctor. I want that clearly understood. But it sounds to me like a buildup of fluids, and that could it causes a lot of feelings of being uncomfortable, of course, especially in your feet. But I've known massage to be quite useful, and I had an uncle who was bedridden for many months until one of his nieces decided, I'm going to help him if I can. And she was there every day to massage his legs and increase the circulation. Don't know which circulation system we're talking about here. You know, you have a couple, at least, in the body. There's the blood, of course, and there's the lymph system. Another circulation system, which you plug up your lymph nodes, and, you know, that's trouble too. Anyway, he got back on his feet and lived for years, but it took regular massage to keep those fluids moving at least twice a day, and it relieves a lot of his discomfort. KK4JBQ.
Because I can sit here and massage my leg, and the swelling will go down just a little bit. But, you know, I go lay down in bed to go to sleep, and within an hour, my foot's hurt so bad I have to get up and walk around. And but it's definitely a fluid problem. And Dr. gave me some pills for fluid, and... It's like eating candy. It doesn't matter for me. Or
sometimes doctors can help with the medicine that's available, and I would never say, they have little value. They certainly do. But you can do a lot for yourself. I don't know you well enough to know whether you're bashful about a body massage, but. You know, they do have those services available. They're not cheap, but to live in some semblance of normal comfort in your own body, you know, in your own skin, I should think it would be worth a few bucks to get relief. Don't know how long it may last. Don't know if it might have any curative property, you know, to increase the circulation and to, anything that circulates, think of a stream. If it circulates or runs slowly, things will drop out. In a pond, it'll fill up with silt, you know. In the body's fluids, similar thing happens on the walls of the vessels of the blood circulation and in the lymphatic system. So regular, by appointment, you know, so you don't miss it, regular massage would be very helpful. And I'll be thinking about you. And then I will also be talking to the creator of all beings. I do think that there's power in prayer. And I will keep you in my prayers, Ken. KK4JBQ.
Which you amen to that, Larry. I have a lot of faith in the power of God. Thursday, this coming day after tomorrow, I have to go to the hospital. Back about 6 months ago, they put a stent in my liver, my kidneys, my bladder, and my pancreas, and they're going to go in and see if they can take them out or if they're going to have to put larger ones in. So think about me on Thursday, over.
I will, and thank you for speaking to me about it. I know we're on a party line here, and there's probably a lot of people listening in. Well, if you are listening in and you believe in prayer also, then join me and keep Ken in your prayers. Ken, I'm going to... I still have a storm raising outside here, and I just... You know, whenever you got lightning flashes and thunder booming around you, you get a little... shy, gun shy maybe. And I am holding this thing in my hand. I don't have a permanent installation. I talk on a walkie-talkie here. Walkie-talkie, that's old speak, isn't it? An HT. Handy, some people say. had a flood in here some years back and it damaged my equipment, and I just haven't got things back in order as yet. And I want to mention one other thing to you, Ken, while I have you on the line, because I know you knew him. One of our ham friends John over in Pelzer. Oh, dear. KG4GFU, call sign, passed away on the 16th of June. And it was a shock to me. I hadn't been talking with John regularly. But I know you can recall him, and he was a marvelous individual. I'll just put it that way. But I wanted to pass that along to you. KK4JBQ.
Thank you for passing that on to me. I did hear that the other day. And, you know, it broke my heart because John was a good guy. And I'll miss him for sure. I hadn't talked to him in a while myself. But, yeah, I heard that Ray passed away, and I think there was one other person that passed away. And, you know, we all have our time to go, only God knows when. And if you know God, then you're all set. I mean, if you believe in Him and that kind of thing, I'm not going to get into real religious talk. But prayer is a very powerful thing. That's what got me up out of bed after being sick for 2 years. And, you know, God does things on His time schedule, not mine. But anyway, thanks for telling me that, Larry. And I'll let you go. Looks like you got some lightning up that way. And we'll talk to you maybe tomorrow night. So have a good morning. God bless you. KA2AXQ will be clear on your final.
Kim, please do a little self, you know, kind of raise your foot in the air and just give it a wiggle, you know. That gravity will help where vigorous massage is most effective. If you just raise your foot in the air, you're seated, you raise your foot in the air and just give it a shake, back and forth, back and forth. Just do that in all state between the two and keep it up for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, if you will. That might help you rest tonight. Rest is important, and we need that terribly. I've had some sleepless nights recently, and I can tell you that you don't feel yourself, you're not well rested. That's also one of the factors of being a creature. We do have needs that must be met. Sleep is one of them. You rest well, won't you, Ken? KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
Net control, if you're still running the net, this is KD4SRR with a weather update.
ULG, KO4NUE.
KD4SRR down here in Clinton, we are getting slammed, to put it mildly. Ponding on the I-26, flooding even in the parking lot, so the QT here, severe lightning and a little bit of wind. Be very careful, and if you can avoid being on the interstate tonight for the next 30 to 45 minutes, and then be aware of possible flooding on Interstate 26, do stay off the roads. This is KD4SRR again, severe thunderstorm warning with flooding, high winds, and extreme lightning. This is KD4SRR clear.
KO4QLG, go ahead, KO4NUE.
Fly to 195.
SRR with another weather alert. We're starting to hear reports and actually see power outages. I wouldn't call them massive, but basically all the lights along Highway 72 just went out. Again, severe thunderstorm warning for I-26 and I-385. If you can get off the road safely, please do. Torrential rains and severe lightning are continuing. This is KD4SRR clear.
SRR, your message has been received. Good into the repeater. Thank you for the update, KA2AXQ.
You're very welcome, the least I can do. Probably got wiped out by some of the lightning storm noise in the background, but I thought it would be over by now, but it has basically sat on top of us for about 30 minutes, and with no signs of letting up.
Thank you for the update, KA2AXQ.
QLG KO4NUE.
KO4QLG, go ahead.
It is ominous out here. There's lightning everywhere.
And you can't be far away. You're so close.
On Highway 8, headed out of town. And it's just nice, just orange lightning everywhere.
Well, it's flashing everywhere down this way, too. I had to go out there and close the porch door just in case it starts raining in the middle of the night. I won't get nothing blown in. But you was in the area then, too, so I'm sure you saw that.
It's a little bit unnerving. It's that kind of weird lightning. I don't know how to explain it, but it's not concentrated in one spot. It's just like it's just everywhere, you know, 360 degrees around you.
That heat lightning, all that humidity in there and that static electricity, and it's up in the clouds. Don't look like it's striking the ground anywhere, does it?
But it's humidity is unusually high. It's 96% down at, you know, outside the door. And barometric pressure is pretty high too. So I guess, you know, I'm kind of miserable, but I gotta kind of work out because I gotta get that radio tore down.
I'll run to that. Well, just keep talking as long as you need to. I'm sitting there looking at the internet, looking for a Yagi antenna, and getting ready to eat me a chocolate bar, so I won't be here to keep you awake.
Well, tell me about the analyzer you got. It's you said it's an MFJ?
I'll be here to keep him awake, Chris.
Yes. Hey, Tom, how are you, bud?
Doing fine. Don't let me interrupt you guys. I just got to thinking about you. I thought, by golly, you crazies might be on here this late. And by the way, this is N0TR. We're up a little later than normal here lately. We've been going to bed earlier. It's so dang hot and everything. But I'm sitting over here working CW just for the fun of it. Bernice is watching the FBI. And I just made some popcorn. So, I would say I feel like I'm in my 20s, but I'd sure not be lying, Chad. And good evening, Chris.
Tom, sounds like you're doing well for thunderous evening like tonight.
KO4NUE, I got a question for you.
I get foggy about this time of day. Oh, and I'm having a ginger ale. But I did just work a guy in Russia. And then I worked a guy in New Jersey. And then I worked a guy in South Carolina just for the fun of it. I haven't tried those 13 colonies. I got an old rifle here I'll give you. It's junk. Junk. But you might find a usefulness for it. It's Western Auto, old guy, Chris can tell you the name of it. Revelation, I think, or something like it. And it come from my son-in-law's dad that passed away. He had that and an old junk 410 from Western Auto. He didn't realize that's where it was made. Mute that, Bernice. She fell asleep over there. But she's getting old, ain't you? Yeah, she says. Oh, go ahead, lay it on me, Chad. I'll see what I can figure out.
The guys eat popcorn with a trident.
All right, boy. I don't know. I know they get that slammed in their chest. Well, they don't do that no more. In the old days, they did. But looks like that'd be about like eating popcorn with chopsticks.
I'm just trying to gab at you a little bit.
Chris, give it to him. Simplify, do or die. Chris, what man Yagi you looking for?
Trying to set up a friend of mine. Way of communication between him and his mother. It would be something for just that application. I built one and set the SWR for sideband and was gonna try it out between my place and his, and then I was gonna buy one because the one I make is not real pretty, and we were gonna set it up at his mother's place.
Oh, are you just talking about CB radio?
Pretty much. Yeah, just like a permanent two-way communication. Nothing fancy. Nothing, no rotator or anything. Just something for health reasons. There's some health issues going on.
Well, I used to run a penetrator in the old days, and it was a real good antenna. It was pretty good size, though. But it worked really well. But it's been so many years. It's been back in the 70s, and I just don't know anymore. My buddy that stepped on a landmine, he ran a Moonraker with a 600-watt amplifier into it, and he'd block out all 23 channels in our little town. He had a Browning radio, a separate transmitter and receiver, Chad. Boy, that thing would blank out all the channels at once back then. That was before they had 40 channels. Go ahead, Chad.
My dad and I used to hog hunt a lot down in Florida. And we had CBs, we put CBs on, you know, in the truck, and he put me on a three-wheeler. I had a rifle rack on it, and CB, and had a little lawnmower battery on the back, you know. And we'd go down to Perry, Florida, and we'd hog hunt down there for, 21 days at a time. And hundreds and thousands of acres of just, you know, pulpwood. It'd blown to the paper plant, and You know, they'd come in there and strip the timber, and then we'd go in there and hog hunt it. And it'd take you, I don't know, hour and a half every morning off the main road, riding on dirt just to, you know, get to the hunt spot. And we'd hear sea bears out of Cuba. I didn't know that much about it at the time, but, you know, I know Cuba's not that far away, but still, you know, we'd hear them out there hunting, and we'd have to find another channel, you know. But that's about all I know about CB, other than one other incident, and kind of got my girlfriend in trouble. But, you know, I think CB would work, Chris. I think it'd be a good solution.
Trying our hand at it either way. If it works, it works. If it don't, we'll go another route.
How many miles away are you talking about, Chris, between the two stations?
I've got it on Google Earth. I don't remember off the top of my head. I think it's like 6 to 10.
Marie said the TV a little bit loud. Say again, how many miles?
Well, I haven't pulled up right now, but I think it's between 6 and 10.
This is Gerald TR. Well, Chris, most anything ought to work at that range. They do make a family radio system that's 25 watts that you can get a license for. You just got to pay for it. You don't have to take any tests or anything, I don't think. And that would work real good, and it's FM. But at that distance, I think a penetrator would work really, really good, or something along that line. It was a 5/8 wave, but I don't know if you'd want to make something that big or not. If it's 11 meters, you know, it's up there, 24.965, 24.955, or something like that, or to 26.965. I can't remember now. But 28 up in that area. But it, oh gosh, Chad, we used to talk all over the world on those things, illegally, of course, and on very little wattage when there was a couple hundred sunspots, but that ain't the case now. But I will tell you a little tip, Chad. Anytime there's someone on CW from Cuba, it chirps because they got such poor transmitters, and you can tell a Cuban station almost every time anymore.
Well, not fussed at, but, you know, mentor. I got a mentor in one of the programs that I'm involved in, and I was doing a net the other day on HF as the net controller, and fading just... I just wiped me out in the middle of the net, completely wiped me out. I mean, I could not. It's like somebody took a potentiometer and just, you know, I just lost everything in the middle of the net. There was nothing I could do. And the frequency I was on, I kept hearing, you know, Morse code. And I thought, that's strange. You know, somebody's up here practicing. I didn't think anything about it. So after the net, my mentor gave me a call and said, hey, you know, let's talk about what just happened. And he said, so if you knew Morse code, he said you could have continued on with the net. And, of course, I did not. And that, I got to be honest with you, that bothered me. I didn't like that at all, because there were several stations that tried to check in, and I couldn't take it. So let me let my radio drop. KL4NUE, so he had me move back on frequency, and he said I was on the phone, and he tapped out some code, and he said, you know what I just said? And I said, well, no, I don't. And he said, get busy. So I gotta tell you, Tom, I didn't like that feeling at all. And I initially started, but I'm gonna have to pick it back up, because I can't handle that. I just can't deal with it.
Doing, oh gosh, I was sitting there watching this TV show with Bernice the same time I was listening. Was you doing the military net at that time, Chad, and on what frequency?
Tom, and I honestly, I'm not supposed to talk about the frequency, but yeah, I was, and like I said, it tore me up, to be honest with you. And, you know, I think my mentor, he recognizes that. And I think he uses that to his advantage sometimes. But that's, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. But I gotta do better. I can't do that.
What band it was in, you don't have to tell me the frequency. To do a lot of nets for many, many years. He was blind in both eyes, and he had an extra class license, but to be honest with you, Chad, I think they kind of overlooked that with his disability, because he couldn't do the code, because I heard his wife say he was trying to practice five words a minute. He couldn't make it. But at any rate, he could be an admiral as far as I'm concerned. He'd give it all. And he was in Vietnam, and a great guy. But he bought an amplifier. And I didn't think it was necessary at the time. I didn't have one, and I was young. And kind of made me jealous, you know, that he had an amp. I never could afford one. But on those nets, they can be important. And he just had a little, like everybody uses, the 800-watt and tube amps. And they're inexpensive. And sometimes you can pick up amps that are older ones, like the old Kenwoods and different ones. And, the one I had, I sold to Matt. And I had to rebuild it. I put a lot of money in it, but for a 1,000, well, it was a 1,500-watt amp, I had about $800 in it, and I sold it to Matt for $7, and I only used it for a few months, and I got this solid-state one. But that can be very important on those. But it depends on the time of day, and sometimes those things will happen, and It'll just fade out. I've been on 17 meters of an evening. A guy in California or something, and boom, it just, when it decides to go, it's gone. So I understand that very well. But Chad, a lot of these young guys expect not gratuity. What am I trying to say? But it don't work that way with CW. It'll take you months, and you don't want to get frustrated, and if you try to practice a lot every day, it probably won't work for you. Practice it an hour. Copy the ARRL transmissions. and they start out at 5 words a minute. And learn it that way, partly. And there are a lot of other ways to learn it. And you probably know more about that than I do. But don't get frustrated. And come over and I'll talk to you about it. And I don't know if I'm a good teacher or not, Chad, but I'll help you all I can. But it's hard for me to slow down, but we could practice close to my house real easy. And I'd be willing to try to do slow code. I know Ariel does it with TO4LAO of a morning on a 50 megacycle band. And but they get up early, and I don't. So about 6:30, they do it every day. And they try to do conversational CW, which is the hardest. Just numbers and letters are not bad. It'll take you some time, so don't expect instant gratification on it. And if that guy expects you to get it that fast, well, he's asking too much, if you ask me. Well, I'm going to let you and Chris go ahead. Out of your way and watch the news here. Bernice keeps conking out on me over here, Chad. And I'll go over and slap her around, wake her up here in a minute. But see what's on the news and where they had the last shooting and all the bad stuff, and then go to bed. I don't watch the national news, just the local stuff. And it's sad what's happening to our country. Anyways, Chris, I hope you have good luck with that. And sorry I couldn't help you anymore, but I'll let you and Chad go on. And I think we're going to have to hit the rack, as we said in the good old Navy. 73, I'll turn it back over to Chris, and then I'll listen for your final, Chad. This is Gerald York.
Appreciate that input, Tom. It was good talking with you again. And I'll say 7-3 to you, too. Hope y'all have a good, restful night.
Man, you better leave Miss Bernice alone. You gonna get slapped. What's gonna happen? But y'all have a nice night. And rest well. 73s. KO4QLG, KO4NUE.
KO4QLG. Go ahead, KO4NUE.
Alright, so I'm on 25, headed up grade here, so I'll get to exit one here in a minute, but I don't know, probably 15 minutes out, but I'm gonna tell you what, man, I'm tired. This heat just sucks the ever loving life out of you. And I'm glad it's July. We got, what, 2 more months of it, and then things kind of settle back down, I guess.
Yeah, man. I know this heat is kind of rough on you, but I'm enjoying it. Now in the middle of hot sun with my bike t-shirt on, soaking it up. Feels good to me.
I can't do it. Cold weather's my deal. But just humidity is pretty bad. And starting to get a little bit worried about Dad. He's just not active. He's just not active at all. And I don't exactly know what to do.
Well, I wish I could give you some advice, but I feel like a failure in that area myself.
Well, he's just hanging around in the house all day, and he does get out and feed the animals, but he mentioned the other day that he's thinking about getting rid of all the all the livestock. And, you know, he's just never been that way. I mean, the animals and all, he enjoys doing that and staying out working with them. And I don't know. I don't know what to think. It's not comfortable, but I don't know what else. I don't know what else to do.
Sometimes you just gotta let certain things go. I'm referring to the animals. 'Cause I hated getting rid of my cows, but they take attention. And if you can't provide that attention, you're doing them a disservice. And they don't have control over feeding themselves and keeping their manacles up, their shots. One of them got pink eye and to be out there to, wasn't nobody else going to stick that syringe in their shoulder. But feeding them hay. And some sweet feed. And sometimes you just gotta let them go. I hated to let my cows go, but that was the best for them. And they went on to fulfill the rest of their life. Better off than if they had stayed at my place.
KO4NUE. Chris, I'm in a real bad spot. I don't know if you're able to copy, but I'm just kind of like I was in a black hole here.
Copied you pretty clear. You were breaking up, but I copied you.
I know what Patrick's talking about now. It's just like you get on a certain spot there on 25 where it just, boom, it's gone, you know, that quick. So I'm not sure how he deals with that every day, but, you know, it's a definite line there.
Don't he jump up to another repeater somewhere for just a few minutes?
So, not sure which one, but probably find out. But listen, bud, if you can hear me, I'm pretty close to my destination, so I'm going to say 73s. I'm going to step on out. Appreciate you riding along with me, and you have a nice night, and I'll see you probably Friday morning.
Copy it all, Matt. I will see you Friday, and just keeping my eyes open for a little bit longer since you're almost there. And I'll say 73 G2 KO4 QOG. I'm clear if you are.